The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're having a great time here in the studio with my good friend Ron Sheffield. Just gave me a high five because I'm the man for getting that kidney for my wife. I love her, and that's right. This radio show is the hub of my social media content creation, and that social media content was good enough and strong enough to get God to send my wife a kidney. So thanks to everybody that was involved in that process. Today's show, it's cold in Miami, but we got a hot show. We're going to start with my good friend Vince Iafana. He's the director of business development for Flex Wheels. When you watch me on Instagram and you see me flipping out of my cars, that's what it is. It's Flex Wheels. Drive Flex Wheels. We'll talk about what that means to you and why you should have a car and a subscription to fit your lifestyle. And then Ron and I are going to talk for a solid 45 minutes about what's going on in the Miami real estate market. So stick with us. Wanda, rock the house. You better keep it on. Bam! Wanda knows how to rock the house, don't you, girl? Oh, yes, she does. She keeps it hot. You know what? I was tending to Vivian this weekend, so I missed Supercar Saturday. So my apologies to all my friends at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You go to Gainesville, they got a great Audi store up there. And in the Keys, they've got great nameplates. In Key West, make sure you check out that store. And what do they all have in common? Well, they all exceptional cars, and they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, some music, please.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
All right, everybody, what if you need a loan and you got to close right away like the guys that called me today? Well, you can do that. They go, Jim, can you close in a week? I said, yes, I can. They go, no way. I said, yes way. They said, how? I said, how? Because we're one of Miami's largest and oldest private lenders. We lend, you know, $8, $10, $15 million a month. We'll go from $1 million to $15 million. But what does that mean to the guy that wanted to close? What that means to him is you call me. One person takes the call. One person makes the decision. We make a commitment that day and we can close in a week. Sound like something you can use? Well, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Realtors, did you sell a condo to somebody that's from out of the country and now they want to pull a little money out, get some cash out? I'm working on one of those right now in the Edgewater area. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? I think you know by now. When you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on with my friend, the man with the plan, the guy with the best idea in Miami, the guy who has an idea that's all Miami. Vince, how you doing, Vince?
Hey, Jim, it couldn't be better. Thanks so much for having me.
It's really my pleasure, Vince. First of all, I want you to know is that every time I see somebody, they go, I love your Instagram, Jim. What's the next car you're going to drive? And I go, well, I'm going to determine that with Vince. Okay? Vince and Christine, and we're going to get together and we'll figure it out. But Vince, how is it that you can get the circumstances where somebody can get a car that fits the changes in their lifestyle basically any day? Tell me a little bit more about this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, having visionary founders over at Warren Henry, you know, to allow us to be able to bring the resources of over 40 years in the South Florida industry to a new automotive subscription model, you know, we really are disrupting and kind of changing the game. You know, having what I want, when I want, where I want it, all at your fingertips to your phone. The automotive industry is the only industry that has not had a subscription membership model until now.
Well, listen, the Zins have always been visionaries ever since Dave brought in the first Toyota and took a risk on that. So they are visionaries. They're great family people. They're wonderful people to work with. And now they're bringing this service to South Florida. Who would this be appropriate for besides me? I love the thing and so do all my friends.
You know, what's been interesting, you know, there's been no use cases prior to this. You know, this is a new market.
Right.
I'm actually glad that that you have Ron as a guest, because one of the things that's really kind of taken off with us, you know, not just the businessman that wants to change cars, not just the family that needs the flexibility on their second car, you know, the minivan to move the kids around, and then whatever the other vehicle is. But in the real estate and development world, this has really taken off. You know, I sat with Lewis Bergman at 1000 Museum yesterday for about 2 hours, you know, hearing him talk about not just how him as a developer can use Flex Wheels as an amenity to his building to attract buyers, but also for sellers to add this into their deal. You know, this could change someone's mind between buying property A and property B. To the realtors, the brokers themselves, you know, this is totally flexible to what the needs are and the demands are. If you're showing, you need to show a family a house and they want to get in the car with you, you know, why not use our app to be able to get the 7-passenger or, you know, pull up to that big property in a 2-door convertible? It really fits so many needs.
You know, Vince, I also think it's a lot better than the parking space for the broker of the month. Now, what are the types of cars that you have? Because I know I drove an A7 one day, then the next week I drove a Range Rover Sport. My wife really liked that, so I had to keep that an extra week. And then I finished with the BMW M4. And I got to tell you, Vince, every time I hear a macho exhaust, I go back to that M4. Vince, my God, it's like having a garage with virtually anything in it.
Yeah, we like to call it having a garage of vehicles at your fingertips. You know, right now we started off launching, you know, just under 4 months ago with our premier tier, which is $70,000 to $80,000 vehicles. You know, from the Maserati Ghibli to Vivian's favorite, the Range Rover Sport, to the exclusive Range Rover Velar, to Corvette Grand Coupes and Escalades. I mean, it's you know, the cars that you really want to drive.
You know, and the other thing is that you can drive all kinds of different cars depending on what you're doing. For instance, I had the Range Rover. I would take my stuff to the show because I've got all those big stuff for the show. And then when I wanted to have fun on the weekend, and my God, did I have fun on the weekend, I got the M4. And, you know, everybody loved it. They would, you know, everybody still asked me. I come to the radio station. They go, what are you going to be driving this week? I said, well, look, I had to slow down on this because the service took off so much that they were, you know, getting all these different people requesting cars. And I had to be focused on Vivian. So I really didn't, you know, opt it out for a couple of weeks. But now I'm ready to dive back in. It's really exciting. And I've got to tell you, when you drive up in a car, depending on the car, people treat you different. So I really believe that you're right. If somebody wants to go out and they want to show a property, they've got a young client, they take them out in that Corvette or convertible. If it's a, you know, more mature client or a bunch of people, they take them out in the Range Rover. And literally, you can have one day and one the next day. How do you guys do that, Vince?
Well, you know, again, I think that having the resources of the Zins at Warren Henry, you know, it's a visionary product. I mean, this isn't something that you can just throw together or throw money at. You really have to have the experience, the loyalty, the professionalism that our group comes with to be able to come to market to be able to provide not just to be able to switch in and out of cars, but to also provide insurance for those folks. Add secondary drivers like your wife, your partner to your kids that are over 21 to be able to drive the vehicle. No one else can really provide that. Roadside assistance. You know, we were able to help a family out that was on their way down to, I believe they were going to the Keys. They got down to Miami from Palm Beach, got a flat tire. We pulled up with a new car, helped them move their items from one car to the next. They drove away. We took care of the flat tire. So, you know, just being able to pull all this together with the resources and the history that we have and the support from the founders is really what brings it all together.
So there's the subscription fee. I pay to join, and then I pay the subscription fee. And then all it is gas, right?
Yeah, there is no asterisk with us. You pay your $2,099 for the premier tier. I'm happy to say that we are looking into a higher tier. We're in Miami, but also looking at the short future at trying to put something together in a lower tier as well. So the only thing you're paying for is your subscription and gas and tolls. That's it. There is no asterisk.
You know, it's absolutely fabulous. I love the Flex Drive. I love the concierge that brings them. They teach me how to use each car. It's kind of funny, you know, each car is a little different. They have different technologies and different things to use, and it's great to learn, and you kind of learn as you go along. But the most important thing that I found is that the image projection is different with each car. The way I feel is different in each car, and it's really kind of cool. So I want to give a high five to Larry and Warren and Eric especially for leading the charge on this, and for you, Vince, for having the gumption to come in. You're a serial entrepreneur working with these guys and really making it happen. So what can we look for next? You said we're going to have different tiers. I can't wait. I can't wait to drive my all jacked up Ford Mustang convertible down to the Keys, cranking the engine. Oh my God, Vince, you got me going. So Vince, when am I going to see you again? We're going to have to get together for lunch. We'll get together. We'll give you a call offline. And I got Ron nodding his head here. So I think we're going to have to pass you off to Ron too. He's kind of smiling. He sees the value. Everybody sees the value, Vince. So if they want to get more information to hashtag drive flex wheels, how do they do that, Vince?
Yeah, so you can find us on Instagram, any social media outlet at Drive Flex Wheels, our website, flexwheels.com, our app on any of the mobile stores, Flex Wheels, our phone line there will put you right through to a concierge to ask any questions. We've got great information on our website, and, our social media really is what speaks volumes because we have real use cases with real members sharing their experience to the world. And nothing sells better than performance, being able to deliver, and word of mouth. And that's what we do.
Oh, they should see my videos, Vince. I think that I just actually can barely control myself. They should be going viral. So, Vince, let's get together in the next couple of weeks. We'll do a high five, and we'll keep on keeping on. But just like you've been saying, it's so fabulous to be a member of the Warren Henry family.
It is. thank you so much for having us on. I look forward to getting together and to meeting Ron as well.
All right, Vince, you take care. Rock on. We're going to come right back with my good friend Ron Shuffield, or at least what's left of him after he lost all that weight. Ron Shuffield's going to be on with us. He's the man, the myth, and the legend. We'll talk about all the South Florida markets, all the residential stuff. He knows what's happening. He knows what's going to happen, which is even more important. So, after we pay some bills and rock the house, we'll come back. High five to the Warren Henry family. Wanda, all yours.
Life's like a road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate.
Can anybody tell that I love the guys at Warren Henry? Larry, Warren, Robert, Ismet. I love them all. I love them all. They treat me like family. You know, it's just not BS. It's not just words. It's fact. You heard the love in Vince's voice. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They got a great Audi store up in Gainesville. I drove that Audi A7 from Flex Wheels. Oh, my God. And they've also got some great nameplates in Key West. That's where I get my convertible Ford Mustang GT, everything from that. Oh my God, I just want one of those. You know, they're all great cars and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock it, Wanda.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, that was Sandy Abbott. I want to thank Sandy for praying for Vivian and being very supportive and giving us all of her spiritual love. She's just an amazing person. And I'm an amazing person, too. Hey, you know, if you need a loan, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Commercial or residential, I can help. We can make a loan up to $15 million in our private loan funds. That's right. If you need $150,000 up to $15 million, you call me at 305-773-6300. Realtors! You got a lot of cash in that investment project? Found another buyer, or rather another seller who needs to sell and is willing to sell to you, but you need cash? How are you going to do it? You're going to call me at 305-773-6300, and I will help you make your dreams come true. That's right. When you call me, it's all about you. I say it at the end of every ad, but it is the truth. That's my brand. I just want to help you achieve your dreams. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I will pick up. And when I pick up and I answer the phone because you called that number, you know by now what my tagline is. When you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with, and I'm going to have to say it, Ron, my good friend, Ron Shuffield. Ron and I have done what you want to do in business. We've made money together. Hot damn. Oh, can I say that? I guess I just did. Sorry about saying that word, Ron. Anyway, Ron is a wonderful, spiritual, happy guy. He runs a firm with 1,000 happy, wonderful people that are making money. And he's going to tell us what he sees in the real estate market today. Ron, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
Always a pleasure. Now, talk a little bit about who is EWM and what your backing is, because I think it's a little bit more than some small guy sitting in Coral Gables.
Well, EWM Realty International was founded by three wonderful ladies back in 1964, Anna Mae Esslinger, Dodie Wooten, and Arlene Maxwell. They started our company 54 years ago this year. I had a partner for 30 years, Al Harper, and Al and I bought the company from them in 1984. And then in 2003, 15 years ago, we sold our company to Berkshire Hathaway. Warren Buffett got into our business about 20 years ago and has now purchased 41 companies like ours across the country. So we have a lot of great sister companies coast to coast. And we're probably this year, when we tally all of the 17 sales up, we'll probably be the largest real estate company in America with all of our sister companies combined.
High five. You smiled when you said that. I wonder why.
Yeah, some wonderful people. We've made some new friends. A lot of these folks we've known for 25, 30 years in the industry. And now that we've all come under the same umbrella, under the Berkshire Hathaway umbrella, you know, it's been a great benefit for all of us.
How exciting. And tell me, how does somebody join your firm? Are you looking for new people? How does that work?
Yeah, we're always looking for new people in our industry. We have 10 offices in Dade and Broward. You know, we're the largest broker in Dade County, dollar volume wise, in the over $1 million market, because our three founders really founded the company along our waterfronts in Dade County and built a base on some of our more affluent communities. So we're the number one broker in the over $1 million market in both number of units sold as well as the dollar volume sold.
Wow. I love your guy in Coral Gables and Coconut Grove, by the way. What's that guy's name?
We got a lot of people in Coconut Grove. Who are you thinking about?
Well, there's a guy that goes to Coconut Grove, wears shorts. I have coffee with him. Riley Smith.
Absolutely.
My friend Riley Smith.
Riley's one of our very best and been with us a long time as well. And he lives in the Grove, works in the Grove, and works all throughout the county like most of our people do.
Yeah, see, he seems to me a good example of the type of person you have. Well-grounded in the community, has his own personal lifestyle that he projects, and it's something people want to affiliate with, and he's got some great listings. I just saw him with this house under $1 million, but I see him with a lot of stuff over $1 million. But let's get right to it. Let's talk about what's going on in the market today.
Well, 2018, we believe, is going to be the best year we've had since 2015. And the under million.
Well, that's such a long time ago.
Yeah, that seems like a long time ago. For 16 was, of course, a rougher year for the high-end market. We saw the Dade County sales off about 20% in 2016. Mm-hmm. 2017 was about the same number of sales. Mm-hmm. But we believe that we probably have more pent-up demand for luxury housing in South Florida than we've ever had. And the reason that we believe that we're going to have a banner year this year is because the mood of the economy, the people believe that they are doing better financially today than they were certainly back in 15. You know, when you look back to the fall of 15, and it's so much easier looking back at these numbers than looking forward. But if you go back to August of 15, we saw the high-end market beginning to trend downward in activity and in price. And, of course, if you remember back in that period, I mean, we were gearing up for a presidential election. We went through a long presidential election, which made people kind of pause because they weren't sure where we would be tax-wise.
Right.
And, the economy-wise.
A lot of uncertainty.
And, of course, you couple that with a lot of the uncertainty worldwide with the instability in many of the countries that we work with. Miami has been a major benefactor of the South American business that's come our way for the last 50 years. And so a lot of those countries down there are still in a bit of turmoil. And, of course, currency rates, I didn't track a lot of currency rates when I was growing up in Tennessee. But, it's something that we watch every day now. And, of course, we've seen the strengthening of the dollar over these last few years, take a toll on some of the buying power of our international buyers. So we don't have as many international buyers today as we had 2 years ago, and they're beginning to trickle back in, though. Some of the currencies across the globe have gained value in the last 12 months. But if you look back 10 years ago, just to give an example, if you are from Argentina, exchanging Argentine currency to the U.S. currency from 10 years ago, it's about five times more expensive to buy here today if you're exchanging your currency, because their currency is worth about 20% of what it was worth back then.
Oh, my.
So that's made it challenging for some of these buyers from other places to buy. And, of course, the whole immigration discussion, has made some people a little anxious about moving here, getting here. But I think that we seem to have found a nice level field where we are today, and we're seeing many, many more showings just in the last 30 days from all over the world, but also an increase in our domestic buyers.
You see, I would have to believe that the new tax laws would really increase the domestic demand, especially from our historic pipeline of New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Yes.
With the taxes that those people pay today, I've got to believe that they're going to want to be moving their primary homes to South Florida so they can basically, after 5 to 10 years, own their house for free.
You're absolutely right on target. And we've been seeing this even before the law was passed because people were anticipating that there would be some improvements. But even before the law was passed, we're only one of seven states. Florida is one of seven states that does not have a state income tax.
Really? I thought more states would not. That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, some of them, you know, are not as, the tax is not as high as maybe the taxes are in New York and California and some of the other states. But you have quite a few states that now have taxes from 6 to 13% in addition to their federal tax. So many of those homeowners have chosen to move their primary residence to Florida over the last 10 years. So we've been seeing that flow of domestic growth growing over time. And now we see a lot of people interested in making the move to Florida.
You know, also, I got to believe that there's a lot of people, if they've really made a score, if they've really built their business, if they've really accumulated a lot of money, now's the time to take that and put it in your house in Florida, because I don't care how long you think this is going to last. Nothing lasts forever. And you get your cash and you put it in that house in Florida to protect it.
Yes. And everybody's thinking exactly like you're thinking. And we're having discussions. We're having discussions right now with two companies that are looking at moving their whole company here. Of course, we have some wonderful...
Does one look like a piece of fruit?
No.
Damn! Oh, Sue, I did it again. Sorry, I had to ask. I had to ask.
But these are major household names that people would know, manufacturer products. And so I believe that we're going to see definitely more companies moving here because of the tax changes.
Manufacturing or headquarters or actually their
headquarters.
Okay.
A lot of their manufacturing is happening all over the world, but their corporate bases in
How
the U.S.
How exciting.
And so I think that it's certainly gotten their attention that if you live in Florida, you can enjoy this wonderful weather we have, and you can also save a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, hold that thought. Actually, we've got a couple more minutes. I didn't realize where we were because you got me so excited about that, you know, all that good real estate stuff. So, Ron, people drive around and they hear about what's going on. They see what's going on. A lot of the cranes are starting to disappear because the buildings are topping off. It's still about a year away from them hitting the market. So I want to talk a little bit more about what you think is going to happen east of 95. We'll just have to say it, north of downtown and south of the county line. And why don't we take a little bit of an early break, and then we'll talk about that right after Wanda finishes playing the rock and roll. Can you stick with me?
I'll be here.
All right. Wanda's going to make me dance now. Oh, yeah, I love it, Wanda. You're playing all these great songs for Vivian. I know what you got going on there. Vivian's staying alive. All right. Hey, well, these guys are more than staying alive. They're making life happen for a lot of people. Hey, you know who they are? They're our friends at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got a great store in Gainesville that sells Audis, and down in Key West, they've got all kinds of name brands. And you know what they've all got in common? Well, they're exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. That's when they come and pick up your car and deliver it for you. And also a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. It's a great thing to be a part of. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's rock a little. Stay alive.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. NextWave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, NextWave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit NextWaveFunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit NextWaveFunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
I-95 accident-free in both Dade and Broward. Northbound continues busy heading out of downtown Miami up to the Golden Glades. In the mainline lanes and southbound with some delays heading toward downtown Miami as well from an earlier crash. A crash on the southbound turnpike at Caribbean Boulevard blocking the left lane. Other expressways accident-free. Pembroke Pines, a crash eastbound along Pines Boulevard near Douglas Road. That's your South Florida traffic.
Hey, everybody. What happens when you've got all your cash tied up in your house? Maybe you want to make an investment, but you need a little money. You call me at 305-773-6300, and I can help you get that cash out. When you call me, one person picks up the phone, one person makes the decision, one person gives you a commitment, and they can close that commitment in 1 week. Sound like a plan? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor listening to Ron talk about how great it is, and you've got clients on the beach that need some cash out of their home or their condo, and you don't know where to turn because they're from overseas, and they keep hearing the no word, the N-O. Well, when you call me, it's Y-E-S. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. We've specialized in making loans to people that are not U.S. citizens. That's right. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with my good friend, Ron Sheffield. Ron sits on top of an organization of 1,000 brokers. How many you got there, Ron?
Well, we have about 850 agents and then a staff up to about 950, so about almost 1,000 people.
Wow, you're big guy there. You got a big company going there.
Well, we got a lot of good people. I mean, it takes a lot of people to make it all come together, but we're fortunate to have had a lot of fine people there for 54 years that have laid their reputation for the rest of us that are enjoying the business there today.
You're so right. It is. You know, EWM is, South Florida's first luxury realtor, if I recall correctly.
Well, I think we are. I think that Dodie Wooten probably sold the first million-dollar home in Miami, just kind of trying to put the pieces together back in those years. Dodie's father, you'll appreciate this with Vivian just being over at Jackson Hospital, her father was the second physician in Miami back at the turn of the last century. And so she grew up as the daughter of a physician here in Miami. And she went away to college, came back, a college degree, was a social editor for the Miami Herald. Hmm. And that's kind of how she got her start in business. And then rolled that into one of the top real estate salespeople in Miami.
Well, it sounds like a life plan that was very well executed. So, Ron, let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing in the luxury market, because let's face it, that's what drives the boat down here. And with the tax changes, there's going to be some dramatic demand increase for the luxury market. When people start calling your realtors, what are your realtors telling them?
Well, they're telling them we have a great selection. You know, we have probably more inventory today than we would like to have. But if you look at our MLS today, we have 4,400 properties in the MLS today priced over $1 million.
How many?
4,400.
Okay.
And about 1,650 of those are single-family homes, and 2,700 are condominiums.
You know, it seems to me that there's a shift going on in the world. In late, certainly in the urban areas, and maybe it's because I'm getting older.
Yes.
But I think it's that more people want to live in these multifamily and these high density, closer in things, when that's kind of reflected in what your inventory is.
It exactly is. And I think that that's one of the reasons that we've been selling so much in the downtown, you know, Miami area, Brickell area, you know, the new Wynwood, you know, Edgewater, all those areas where all of our density is really being applied, is bringing people closer to where they want to be, closer to where they need to be. People don't want to travel anymore. I was listening to your traffic report here a few minutes ago, and, you know, everybody, not just in Miami and South Florida, but everybody across the country is focused on traffic. They want to be close to where they need to be.
Yeah, I'm starting now. I get what I call pre-traumatic stress syndrome. I look at my phone, and if it starts to turn yellow where I'm going, I get up and leave right then. But, you know, we had Mike Fay on, our good friend Mike Fay, a while back, and he called it the theory of donuts. Everybody wants to live inside their little donut, and it's becoming more vertically integrated. All the services are there, and you basically can. And you know, a lot of the developers that I know now are kind of regretting that they did all the parking, because they'd rather have, instead of a valet drop-off, they'd rather have an Uber place for their porte-cochere. And, you know, it's you're feeling the change. The guys from Flex Wheels, you're feeling the change. So what's the impact on values, and what are the places that people are looking at?
Well, I think all those places you just mentioned, the close-in places where people are looking for, I call it the two C's, the two C's of community and convenience.
Wow.
Yeah, you have a lot of single people that are living in those areas. And, you know, you go down to Brickell here tonight, I mean, there are a lot of people in restaurants and just enjoying each other's company. And, you know, you call your buddy, you know, down the block and say, hey, meet me over across the street. Let's have dinner. You know, let's hang out a little bit together. You're back home in 5 minutes, literally.
With no aggravation.
No aggravation. And you can go to work the next morning. You can walk 4 blocks down the street, and many of those office buildings now that are down there. So, you know, what was envisioned by our planners going back even 30 years ago is now a reality. You know, I mean, you got three public stores right there in a row, Whole Foods now. I mean, any of the basic services that you need are right down the street within walking distance.
I can't, you know, I remember when they were planning the Whole Foods, when they were building the Whole Foods, and they were saying it was going to change the center point and balance of all those neighborhoods. It really has. You know, I live up in Edgewater, and that's our Whole Foods. Unless we go to Miami Beach.
Well, yeah, I remember when we were pre-selling the Met 1 building, 447 units in that building. It was built by MDM. And they we were pre-selling, and when they announced that they were going to build the Whole Foods, I remember that next week, from people that came in because they had heard about the Whole Foods, we sold 40 condominiums just because people felt like that was a turning point for them, a decision maker for them to buy a unit in downtown Miami. Had never really thought about it before, but they could see what was coming. And now you go down there today, it's a wonderful place.
You know, I can't pronounce the name really good. Zaha Hadid?
Yes, the architect.
Wow, that thing is topping off. You know, God rest her soul, what a job she did. And you guys from Flex Wheels talked about it, for Lewis Bergman. Yep. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's just absolutely amazing. That is going to start setting a new bar. That one, and I guess the Aston Martin, are those going to be the ones that set the bar in downtown?
Well, we've had quite a few that have set the bar. I mean, obviously the Four Seasons opened there, and you know, back in 2003, 2004.
Oh, I walked that from top to bottom with my good friend Bay Miltenberger, who's watching on Facebook Live. Say hey to Bay right there. He's watching. I checked it out.
Hello, hey. Hello, Bay.
Hey, big guy.
Yeah, good to hear about you. I think that we have some other wonderful buildings down there that have been there now for even a few years, and some new ones that have just opened. So I think that for anybody who wants a luxury, not only apartment, but all the amenities to go with it. You know, every one of those buildings now is like a little mini country club. And you have the hotels now providing such great food and other accommodations that the hotel condo experience provides for people. So, yeah, there are a lot of reasons why people want to live in our urban environment today.
You know, the one thing that we haven't mentioned is the proximity. People talk about transportation, and they talked about clogged streets and stuff like that. But the buyers that you're talking about don't really just live in Miami. They look at the transportation alternatives internationally, and they can get to the airport in 15 minutes from those places. I'll say it this way, off peak. But if you don't travel off peak, you're just not bright, and you get what you deserve at this point. You can't plan everything, but you know, you Uber over, you can get there in 15, 20 minutes if you plan it right.
Well, you don't even have to Uber over. You know, you can get on our Metro Rail right there at Brickell Station, and
then traffic doesn't matter.
Yeah, you just ride your train over there. And
I forgot about that.
You know, we need to talk more about that, because I don't think a lot of people realize now, for almost 2 years, you could get on any of our Metro Rail stops and go straight to the airport.
You know, that's something else, is you not only can go straight to the airport, you can go down to the Dadeland Mall, and soon you'll be able to go all the way up to Palm Beach. I cannot wait to ride the Brightline to Palm Beach to finally go on a regular basis and see my clients, because I avoid it because of the pre-traumatic stress syndrome of going up the highway.
We're already talking at our office about being able to go to Palm Beach for lunch.
Literally.
I mean, it's 60 minutes from downtown Miami to downtown West Palm. You get off right there by City Place. You walk across the street a couple of blocks, have lunch, meet people up there, ride back down here. I mean, it's no different than what has historically been just driving from Coral Gables to downtown, and now you can go all the way to Palm Beach and back.
Yeah, and I have clients that have their offices right there. I'm looking forward to seeing them. And let's call it what it is. It's the Long Island Railroad for South Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people are already adapting to it, and the ones who haven't really even heard that it's coming are now getting very excited about it. So I think we have a lot to look forward to.
So then that also impacts the values, and I've got to believe that the values are going to go up around those stations.
Absolutely. And again, you see this in Washington, D.C. You see it in other cities. You know, the closer you get to those metro stops, you know, the more valuable all those apartments are. So we'll see the same thing developing here. You know, we still have a lot of opportunities, you know, for people to understand that all the way back to Coral Gables. You know, in Coral Gables, you can literally ride the free trolley up and down Ponce de Leon, you know, have your office, have your apartment, go down to the shops of Merrick Place, get on the Metro Rail right behind there, go downtown, go to the airport. So we have a lot of flexibility now that we really haven't recognized until now that we're using it. So.
Well, I think that the planners had it right. Eventually, the pressure is going to get on everybody, and they're going to start using alternative transportation, and we've reached the tipping point. Let's take a break right now. Can you stay with me for one more segment?
I'm here.
All right, you're the man. Wanda, spin it up. We'll rock it. We'll come back with Ron, and we'll talk a little bit of personal stuff with Ron. We'll talk about what creates the culture at EWM and why it's such a great place to work. We'll be right back after this. Wanda, thanks for picking out one of my good favorite songs here. I'm turning pink here. Playing this one because Vivian's in the pink now. That's right. I got it. I'm reading through the lines there, Wanda. Oh, yeah. Wanda knows how to get me going. It's better than having to guess the walk-up songs at the baseball game. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and you want to buy from my opening day partner, Larry's in. He goes with me all the time for opening day. He was there the day it rained with me. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great store up in Gainesville that sells Audis, and down in Key West, they've got a store that basically sells everything. Hey, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
Hey, everybody, do you need cash? Do you need it now? Do you have a little equity somewhere? Well, call me at 305-773-6300, and I will help you unlock that equity. pull cash out. Maybe you're somebody that's from overseas and you bought your real estate all cash and you'd like to pull some of that cash out now because your dollars are really worth a lot to you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'd like to help with that. Maybe you're a real estate investor and you see a great deal over here. You've had some great appreciation over there. So now you've got extra equity. You want to use that equity to buy something else, but you're having a hard time or you got to act fast. Who do you call? By now, you know the answer. You call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Well, Ron and I are sitting here doing the numbers, and we think that the real estate market's pretty good. That's right. You know, Ron, people ask me, what do I think is going to happen in the real estate market, and is there something going to happen? And I say, yeah, something's going to happen. We're going to have pretty steady growth because in the past, we went up, we went down, we went up, we went down. This time, it's been kind of a real steady, slow, real thing. And now we've got the cranes. They're coming off the buildings. The buildings will start delivering units probably in 6 months, maybe a little sooner, maybe a little longer. Paraiso's starting to deliver units. Michaels has opened over there already. What an awesome place, by the way. So what do you think, Ron? What's going to happen? People going to close?
Absolutely, they're going to close. I mean, all these new construction units that are waiting to be completed, most of our buyers have put up 50% deposits. So with a 50% deposit, you know you have a serious buyer. You know, what we've experienced since 2011, you know, this market that we're in now really started gaining momentum about 6-7 years ago now.
Right.
So if you go back to 2011, 6 years ago, pretty much our median price, single family, median price for condos across Dade County has almost doubled in this last 6 years.
No way.
So if you bought a home, you know, 6 years ago, median price of that house across Dade County, the median price of a single family house in Dade County has increased about 90% in the last 6 years. Same thing for condominiums over the last 6 years. Now, we had fallen, you know, quite a bit before the recession, during the recession, but it's been steady growth since then. And, of course, it's all about the numbers and the population. You know, the one thing we haven't talked about here today is the fact that Florida is growing at a very rapid rate. I mean, we're one of the fastest growing states in the country. Only one of seven states, as I mentioned earlier, that does not have a state income tax. That's attracting a lot of people from outside. The state of Florida now has over 20 million people, the third largest state in the country behind California and Texas. And now what we have watched is that this growth is growing now at the rate of 1,000 net new residents per day. So, you know, the sun just set here a few minutes ago. Well, from this morning till tonight, we have 1,000 more permanent residents living in the state of Florida.
Wow.
And that's after, you know, adding the ones that moved or subtracting the ones that moved away, adding the new ones, the births. I mean, you get the net number out of that. Actually, the U.S. Census Bureau says it's 1,007 people every day that are planting their residency in Florida. Now, these three counties, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, represent 30% of the state's population. So we have about 6 million people in just these three counties. So theoretically, about 300 people a day are just moving to these three counties. So, you know, a typical apartment building is 150 units. If you have a couple of people per building, it's like we need a new building every day just to accommodate the growth.
Oh, thank you. Say that again.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, if we have 300 people a day and there are two people to an apartment, you know, 150 unit apartment building, you know, is going to absorb just the new growth for that one day.
You know, that's so amazing. You know, I sell a lot of urban land. You know that we've done a bunch of deals, and you know, I have people calling me, and when I drive around town and I complain to my mom about the traffic, she says it's my fault, and she's right. But you know, these people, the developers keep coming, they keep wanting to do deals. There's always a new one, they always have a new model, they always are financeable. And if you can match them up, I call it taking them on the right date. If you can find the right certain situation for them, there's still a lot of drag in the development market. People are continuing to build. And now people that build residential are building complementary components and calling it mixed use.
Yes, and but at the end of the day, you know, it takes us a while to absorb what we build over a period of time. You know, Miami now is an urban market. I mean, we're building 75, 80-story buildings now. Well, it takes a number of years to do that. So we build them up, and then it takes us a couple of years to absorb all that inventory because we have to build it all at one time. You know, the old days, it was easy. You know, when Lennar would go out and buy 400 acres on the edge of the county, and they could build 10 homes and sell 10 homes, then they would build 10 more and build 10 more. Well, now you have to go out and build 500 all at once. And it takes us a little while to absorb those. And we will over time. You know, the median price of a home today, in a single family house, median price at the end of December in 17 was $335,000. If you roll that back 6 years before, the median price was $172,000. So almost double the price of the median price of a house in Dade County. Condo, median price today is $230,000. 6 years ago, it was $122,000.
Well, I know who they can call to help pull some of that equity out.
Absolutely. We all know.
So, Ron, what do you guys see going forward? We talked the population's going to grow. We talked the market is stable. We talked about there's going to be deliveries with a lot of deposits. So with pre-sales, there shouldn't be a lot of overhang. So it seems to me like it looks like a healthy market on the horizon.
It's a very healthy market, and we're attracting more permanent residents today than we had been. You know, Miami is a place where a lot of people want to be. When I moved here 40 years ago, a lot of people said, it's changing too fast. You know, why would you want to live there? Today, people want to experience our diversity. You know, we're probably one of the most diverse places on earth today, but we've all found not only a way to live with each other, but to enjoy each other.
We're on the highway.
Unless you're on the highway, that's true. But you know, when you look at all the cultures, all the languages, all the food, every part of our diversity, people want to experience today. So we have a lot of millennials now that didn't grow up in a diverse environment, and now they all want to live here.
You know, it's interesting. Let's go back 40 years ago. Education was a problem. Today, we graduate more college students than anybody else in the country. 40 years ago, there was a real lack of infrastructure, especially east-west infrastructure. Today, we've got terrific east-west infrastructure, and we're working on the north-south infrastructure. I'm talking to the guys at Apple right now. culturally, we didn't have culture. We had the Miami Dolphins. That was it. And Flipper. I used to go freeze Pepsis and sit on the grandstands. Now we've got the Dolphins, the Marlins, the Heat, the Panthers, the Ballet, the Art Center,
Museums, Art Basel.
It goes on and Emerge for technology. It's a completely different ecosystem. And we've only got a couple minutes left. I'd really like to get your bottom line, Ron.
Well, the bottom line is that we have seen prices settle down in the high end over these last 2 years. Our high-end sellers are now ready to sell at today's values.
Okay.
And we have more pent-up demand for people wanting those high-end homes and condos than we've ever had. We have people telling us, you just tell me when it's the time to buy. We picked out the unit that they want to be in, the line on the building. So many of our associates have their eye watching these neighborhoods, watching these buildings. So it's going to be a tremendous year in 2018, and the values are going to be better than we've had in the high end in the last couple of years.
I can only tell you that I sit every day and look at the unit that I want to buy. And the people that are controlling it, they know it, and they're just spinning me. It's driving me crazy. But, Ron, I want to thank you so much for coming in. I agree with you that we've got a healthy market. The market's going to stay stable unless there's some kind of black swan event. But like him or not, the current government setup has been very good for business, and it looks like it's going to be that way for a long time. I want to thank my old and good friend, Ron Shuffield, for coming. I got to give you the kidney handshake. And make sure, don't leave right away. I want to get a photo, Ron. Ron Shuffield and our friends at EWM, not only do they sell homes, but they do so in a very fabulous environment led by the top. You know, Ron, an organization's temperament is set by the person at the top.
That's true, and I give so much of that credit to our founders who started this company back, 54 years ago. And as you hang up there, check out this temperature.
Oh, yeah. It's 33 degrees in New York. Yeah, I was supposed to go up there. 20s tonight. Yeah, we were glad. I'm glad that we're staying here for my transplant. Thanks. I want to thank Kyle Lipschitz for the transplant, and I want to thank Betty DeMartini for the kidney. I love you, Betty, and I love you, Kyle. I want to thank Ron Shuffield for joining us. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive for being our sponsor and serving up Flex Wheels, and our good friend Vince. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Next Wave. I want to thank most of all our listeners. I want to thank you, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. And without the show, my wife wouldn't have a kidney. Hey, please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Freed. The show's at Freed on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets lots and lots of hits. If you missed today's show, Robert Pitts will have it posted on freedombusiness.com real soon, probably by tomorrow. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. And look for the replays on Tuesdays and Fridays. Well, we'll be on next week because I love doing this. I said that already. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. I guess that was. This is not a rehearsal. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. And now go out there, everybody, and make it happen. Vivian, I love you. I am on the way home. I'm out.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.